This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Horn covers the Thunder for the Oklahoman. We wanted to bring him on tonight to talk about their situation with Paul George. How's it going there, Eric? Thanks for coming on the bench.
I'm doing great. I'm doing better than Arkansas, I can tell you that much.
I mean, can you believe that? I mean, they looked like it was like they actually lost last night. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was. You could see the carryover, and when they lost that game last night, you knew that was a wrap, man.
Oh my God! It was like when that guy, the three of them, the ball landed between them, and the guy was up. He was the only guy in the game. I think he was 2 for 4 in a game. And he was their best hitter in that game. And he, sure enough, he was 1-2 the count. He hit the ball between third and short, got the hit. They tied, and then next guy up hits a home run. It was just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And then tonight they just kicked their ass, and that pitcher shut them down.
Yeah. When they dropped that ball, and then guy got the base hit to score the tying run, you were like, "Oh man, Oregon State's gonna win the whole damn thing."
Yeah, I mean, right? Like it was almost inevitable. So Eric Horn with us from the Oklahoman. Let's talk about Paul George. I saw him do this interview, whatever, where he was sitting down with Dwayne Wade. I just saw it, and I don't know if that was like recent, if it was today or whatever. But he said in it, literally, I heard the words right out of his mouth, that he's always wanted to play for the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't a secret. This has been said about this dude since last year when they made it known to Indiana, before his contract was even up, that was his preferred destination. He was Kawhi Leonard before Kawhi Leonard was Kawhi Leonard. Anyway, he didn't demand a trade, but he basically told him, "I'm not coming back when my contract runs out in free agency. I mean, I'm going to opt out, and I'm going to become a free agent, and I'm not returning to Indiana." I mean, the rumors had even started percolating before then with national media. I think hat tip to Sam Amick. He was on this, probably a year and a half ago that Paul George had eyes for L.A. The interview you're referring to was a part two of Paul George's documentary about his free agency, My Journey.
Right.
Part three is going to be out next week. It's going to be kind of like the post free agency aftermath of his decision. And it's a curious time to be putting out the show. You know, people want to read the tea leaves however they want to, whether it's, you know, Paul saying happy thoughts about Russell Westbrook and the partnership that they had, or Paul's just outward, just on the surface comments about L.A. Like, you know, he opens up part two of that documentary by saying, you know, L.A.'s home. Like, this is a place where I grew up wearing Lakers jersey. So it gives you all kinds of stuff to chew on. But this isn't a secret. That guy loves L.A. It seems like they're the favorite to be the destination. But Oklahoma City has kind of closed the gap in the last year.
I mean, it's crazy. But when you hear a guy actually sit there and say it, I mean, it's just obvious now. Like, I can't even – because I actually thought, Eric, that he had a chance to, stay in Oak City. I thought he actually liked it there, and I thought he actually liked playing with Westbrook. I have this weird feeling. I don't know if I'll ever be right or not, but you tell me. Do you think he disliked playing and that they disliked playing with Melo, even though they're stuck with him now?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, if you look at it statistically, those guys actually had success as a starting lineup. They were one of the better starting lineups in the league once they got rolling. They were just so abysmal in that first month and a half stretch that it really kind of stained some of the better work they did together later in the season. And then the playoffs came, and they looked disjointed, and you know, Melo kind of looked washed. But I think Paul likes Russell off the court. I think he understood that on the court it was going to be a process. It was going to be, you know, more than just a one-year thing. And I think you could even apply that to Melo, too. I mean, it's a tough transition going from the guy that's always been the guy, no matter where you've been, to being, you know, basically a third piece, a guy that's being asked to do a different role. And credit to Melo, he didn't cause a fit during the season. He kind of popped off at the end of the year about his role and wanting to kind of get back to some of the things that made him successful. So basically it's all on Paul right now. And I think that he and Westbrook's relationship is good enough to where there's a chance. But just because two guys have a good relationship doesn't mean that a guy can deny, like, the lure of L.A. and wanting to get back home and be around family and, you know, start a new chapter with the Lakers.
Do you think they're – Eric Horn with us from the Oklahoman. Do you think they're regret that they did those that deal with Melo?
You know, I think that there's probably a tinge of regret, but at the same time, I don't think that they regret it from a standpoint that they had to continue to push the envelope with Paul and Russell to show those guys that they were going to continue to make moves and improve the team. Look, the Thunder wasn't getting anywhere with Enes Kanter and Doug McDermott on the team anyway. Do I think that they made the wrong trade in terms of the personnel that they should have acquired? Probably, because there was probably a better trade out there you could have done than the Melo trade. But that being said, we don't know the influence that Melo has in the locker room with Paul and Russell. Those guys seem to have a good relationship. He has a gravitas about him. He made the locker room lighter for those guys. So I think it was a gamble that the Thunder was willing to take. I don't think it was the detriment to their season that Carmelo Anthony didn't play up to some certain standard. I think there are a bunch of elements that go into that that go beyond just Carmelo Anthony.
Wow. So now how do you think it's going to play out? Do you think that he's going to go to the Lakers and that LeBron is going to go there? And do you still believe that there's any chance in hell that they could actually do a trade for Kawhi Leonard and get all three of them?
Oh, you're talking about the Lakers?
Yes.
Getting all three of those guys?
Yes.
I think that's possible. It's going to take some salary cap gymnastics. They're going to have to, stretch a guy like Luol Deng. They're going to have to, you know, get this. I mean, they want to do the trade. It's up to the Spurs, really. The Spurs are really holding all the cards. I think that Paul's going to go. I think it's leaning toward the Lakers. I'm not going to give percentages. I just always thought that Paul was going to be a Laker, regardless of what he said about his time in Oklahoma City. He enjoyed it here, but I just think that lure is too much for him to resist. I feel like LeBron's leaning that way too. And, you know, too many signs are pointing to LeBron going there. You know, all the reports from ESPN, Adrian Wojnarowski and, you know, Ramona Shelburne and such, but the Kawhi deal is the hang-up. And even if they don't get Kawhi now, they can always come back to that later next year when he becomes a free agent, regardless of where he ends up. He can still end up there as a free agent. They just got to be able to clear the requisite space. I think at least two of the three is happening. Three would be a stretch, but I'd put my money on Paul being there and LeBron at the start of next season.
Do you think Eric Horn with us from the Oklahoma, do you think that that – Westbrook is happy if he, like, when he loses him, he's going to be playing with basically Adams and Melo, et cetera. Do you think, I mean, there's nothing he can do about it. He just did that deal, right? So is he cool there? Does he love being the man there?
Oh yeah, he loves it. I mean, he wouldn't have signed off on that deal if he didn't love being the man. And look, Russell's a guy who likes to be in control. He's a guy who likes the ball in his hands, obviously. I think he's okay. And even if he wasn't okay, he's not going to show us otherwise. But that doesn't mean that the Thunder can get complacent. I think that the Thunder, you know, made these moves, tried to be proactive about it, you know, because they know they have a guy in Russell Westbrook that they needed to, you know, keep honest. You know, prior to Russell Westbrook signing that max extension, they hadn't made the move for Paul George. They hadn't made the move for Carmelo Anthony. So those were moves that had to be made in order to not only strengthen the team, but show Russell Westbrook that they were still trying to, you know, put pieces around him and give him some assistance. So Russell Westbrook's going to be fine. But if they don't land Paul, if they don't get Paul George, they still got to try and make moves to strengthen that team next season.
Do you think Billy Donovan is doing a good job? And do you think he likes being a pro coach as opposed to all of his glory in college?
I think he's cool with the pros. The way that the game has gone with the college scandals and such over the past couple of years with the corruption and the recruiting, I don't think Billy wants to go back to that stuff. He's got a year left on his deal. That's actually a team option from what I understand. So, well, he's actually got He's got 2 years left on his deal, but he's going after the season. He's going to be going into the final year of his deal. I think that he's okay with the pro game. As for if he's doing a good job, I think he's doing an okay job. I think we've seen him be successful. You know, he was successful when he had Kevin Durant going up against the Warriors. It's easy to be successful with Kevin Durant, but he's taken non-offensive players and guys that were basically negatives on offense, like Andre Robertson, and turned them into positives in the playoffs. And he's done some interesting things, you know, with Paul George and Russell Westbrook and Carmelo Anthony, too. I mean, when those guys are rolling, you know, he was able to spread the floor and to spread pick and roll with Russell Westbrook and really get them firing on offense. So I think that Billy's done okay. I think he can be a lot better. And some of it has been more man management than anything. You know, having to deal with Carmelo Anthony, there's an ego there. I mean, you probably need to play him less. You probably need to have an understanding that, you know, Jeremy Grant's a guy that needs to get more minutes at power forward. So he's had to balance some egos, and he's had to, you know, balance some minutes for guys that would be tough for a lot of coaches. But I think he's done an okay job. He needs to get more out of this group.
Do you think he's crazy, Paul George, for that he would walk away from $46 million just so he could wear a Laker jersey? Seriously?
You know, it's what he prioritizes. It depends on what you prioritize. I think these guys have shown, and the Thunder knows better than anybody, the money doesn't mean that much to these guys anymore, man. They can sign these. The money, the first year salary is going to be the same whether Paul George is in Oklahoma City or whether he's in L.A. next year. He's going to get $30.3 million. He's going to get the max. So to Paul George, the money's inconsequential. It's going to get made eventually. It's just a matter of his happiness at this point. So I don't think he's really thinking so much about, you know, the 40-some-odd million he's going to leave on the table. He's just thinking about where does he want to spend, you know, next year and the following year.
Yeah, but I think that that conversation in his head has to be going on, that I can, like, that I could just think about it for a second. Like, if you knew that all you had to do, you're like, all right, I already got a ton of money, and I'm already, I want to go home, but you can't tell me that in the back of your head, that little devil on your shoulder is going to be standing there going, 46 million stacks. You're walking away from. You must be tripping, fool. And that I guarantee you, that devil is in his head. There is no way. There's anyone. I don't care. I've never met a rich person in my life that didn't care about $46 million. Every rich person ever. This the littlest amount of these people are obsessed with money. I've never heard of anyone saying they don't care about money.
Hey man, look, Kevin Durant had the same opportunity and he walked away from it too. The Thunder is not. They know exactly what the deal is. They've done this. They did this 2 summers ago. Kevin Durant had the same opportunity to sign that extra year.
Yeah, but he's not going to play with the Warriors where it's like they're going to win 75 titles. This guy's going to the Lakers where everyone just thinks they're going to win titles because they're the Lakers. But meanwhile, they suck.
LeBron said something very interesting in the playoffs. And I don't know if this applies to Paul George, but LeBron said something in a press conference where he said, not all these guys want to win titles. So I can't guarantee that Paul George, even if he says he wants to be a champion, he wants to be a champion. Now, if I don't think Paul George is signing off on going to the Lakers and giving up $46 million if he doesn't know LeBron's coming. So if he knows LeBron's coming, it makes it a little bit easier to give up that money.
You're probably right. Great stuff tonight, Eric. Always a pleasure to have you on the bench. You're the man, dude. Thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio and talking about the Thunder with us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey, man, why can't you have me on to talk to World Cup sometime?
I mean, it's unbelievable. So wait a minute. Hold on. Now listen, hold on. If you want to talk World Cup, then hold on, because we'll do that. Hang on. Let Horn, he's going to double dip, pour him a beer, and we'll talk World Cup with his ass coming right back on the bench.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.